From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Jennifer Ludden. This weekend, the Bush administration is stepping up pressure on Iran to curb its nuclear ambitions. Last week, the Tehran government promised Britain, Germany, and France that it would suspend uranium enrichment. But at an economic conference in Chile yesterday, President Bush cited reports that Iran is rushing to produce material for nuclear weapons.
It's very important for the Iranian government to hear that we are concerned about their desires.
Secretary of State Powell echoed the president's sentiments.
Iran has been working on long-range missiles, and we have reason to believe that when you see what they have been doing, the hide aspects of their nuclear program, missiles and potential delivery systems, it is a cause of concern.
This week in Vienna, the International Atomic Energy Agency will meet to consider Iran's nuclear program. To assess the West's policy options on Iran, we've called two guests. We're joined now by Wolfgang Ischinger. He's the German ambassador to the U.S., and he's here in the studio. Welcome.
Nice to be here.
And Kenneth Pollack, a Middle East expert with the Brookings Institution and the author of The Persian Puzzle, The Conflict Between Iran and America. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
For months now, we've seen the U.S. and Europe at odds over how to deal with Iran. This week, Deputy U.S. Secretary of State Richard Armitage described this as, in fact, a complementary approach, a classic good cop, bad cop, with the U.S. playing the role of bad cop. Ambassador, do you see that? Is that what's happening, and does that make sense?
Well, I certainly understand what Secretary Armitage is saying. In our view, it would be even better than playing the good cop, bad cop game if we were able to play good cop and bad cop together, Americans and Europeans. If America were not only to wield the big stick, but to offer with the Europeans some kind of incentive, that offer might be a lot more attractive to those whose views we're trying to influence here.
What about that idea, Ken Pollack?
You know, the problem that we had all through the 1990s was that Europe and the United States did try a kind of good cop, bad cop approach, but as the ambassador is suggesting, we did it at odds with one another. And as a result, the European policy was basically a policy of all carrots toward Iran. The U.S. policy was a policy of nothing but sticks. And it allowed the Iranians to play Europe off against the United States. My fear is that the same thing is going to happen now, and I think this is exactly what the ambassador is getting at. The U.S. has to be willing to make concessions to make it worthwhile for Iran. At the same time, the Europeans have got to be willing, and this is something they've not been willing to do so far, they've got to be willing to agree to impose multilateral sanctions on Iran if the Iranians refuse to go along, suspend their programs, give up their nuclear ambitions. If we can have a true carrot and stick approach, I think it can have tremendous impact on the internal Iranian debate over nuclear weapons.
Ambassador Ischinger, do you think the Europeans would be willing to go along with joint sanctions against Iran, as Ken Pollack suggested may be needed?
I wouldn't want to speculate about what exactly we would propose to do or be willing to do in case of failure. But I do believe our chances of eventual long-term success will in fact be greater if we can work out an approach that is not one based on a division of labor between the United States and Europe, where the United States only has the stick and Europe only has the carrot. I think we actually pursue two goals with respect to Iran. We want to convince Iran that it's going to be better off without nuclear weapons than with nuclear weapons. And secondly, we're interested in creating conditions that would allow Iran to move, if I can put it that way, toward the West. There is a huge potential in this extremely young country with an urban population that is more Western than most Americans know. If a military solution were not only being, you know, tossed around here in think tanks, but really seriously considered or even implemented, I think there would be, for a long time, not much hope.
Ken Pollack, you recently took part in a wargaming exercise on Iran for Atlantic Monthly magazine. The upshot of the exercise was that perhaps the U.S. should keep a military option in its back pocket, but at the end of the day, there really isn't a viable military option when it comes to Iran. So my question is, isn't it obvious to Iran that the U.S. perhaps is overextended now in Iraq, and perhaps the Iranians believe they can get away with more now if they indeed want to pursue nuclear weapons?
I think that there is very good evidence that Iran does believe that the United States doesn't have a military option to try to derail its nuclear program. And they may not necessarily be wrong about that. But I think it's very important for the United States to continue to work to see if there might be, at some point in time, a military option, because we can't be certain that the program that Ambassador Isinger and I have worked out, have outlined as being the best way of dealing with the Iranian nuclear program, that it might not succeed. It's always very likely that it may ultimately fail. That said, I think that the problem that we're looking at with Iran right now is a multifaceted problem. We do need Iran when it comes to Iraq, and one of the kind of paradoxes of our recent relationship is that our successes in Iraq, such as they have been, have depended very heavily on the tacit support of the Iranians. And so far, they have been telling those in Iraq who look to them for advice, for support, they've been saying, go along with the American reconstruction effort. It's something that we're very comfortable with. If that were ever to change, it could make the reconstruction of Iraq infinitely more difficult than it is.
Kenneth Pollack is with the Brookings Institution and the author of The Persian Puzzle. Wolfgang Ischinger is Germany's ambassador to the United States. Thank you both.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.